sign-in sheet going around. Please sign it when it comes your way. Piazza just let us know that they're recording. I think... Did you send us the recordings, Fran?
Yeah, I did.
There was one that you said was faulty, so you said that it wasn't recorded.
Yeah.
Is that the 28th?
I got to look at the email. But the one from 2 weeks ago, I sent you, and then the one previous...
It was one of the February ones.
Yeah, that was faulty. Yeah. And but the last one I sent you, I think I'm caught up.
Yeah.
I'm sure where I typed, but I hit send.
Yeah.
All right, first topic is the construction schedule. Piazza submitted update number 20. Comments were received from all. Piazza submitted the schedule. KGD asked what the substantial completion date is. Piazza said they weren't sure, possibly May. Piazza provided update on ACP panels via email 36. March 11th, frames and panels for CB link area were delivered. March 18th, blah, blah. March 25th. So at this point, I believe everything should be here, according to these dates.
That is incorrect. The spray panels are being manufactured right now. I'll make you a delivery date.
Do we know the substantial completion date on the most current schedule?
I don't believe it's accurate. But you're working on the next update?
Update number 21, right?
Yep. What does 20 show?
It depends what line you look at.
Give me 1 second. Kevin just sent over the signed copy. Interior finishes May 3rd.
That's here?
Academic?
Yeah. Okay. You said May 3rd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jose, what about fire alarm? When do you think that's going to be operational?
The phone line, we still need the phone line for the fire alarm. The elevator needs the phone line.
You can test.
Yeah, the guy was here yesterday, I believe. So the fire alarm is ongoing. There's a few more devices that we have to install. So I think that would be one of the first systems that we're going to be testing.
Yeah, we're going to need a certificate from them that it tested out.
Okay.
From the CO.
Okay.
Okay. It can be this building and the other building.
No problem. Okay.
Regarding the switchgear, Con Ed's actually on site right now to do their
switch
energize over. The building?
Like the lights come on?
It's not like, ah!
No, so.
You know that's what everybody thinks, though.
Yeah,
right?
Like.
That's what I want to happen.
Jeez.
Like all of a sudden, woof!
Yeah.
Let there be light.
Can you imagine?
So what's going to happen is Con Ed is hopefully going to finish today, which they should. They should have finished yesterday, but whatever. A couple of things got in the way. But it was nobody's fault from project team. They just didn't want to finish. So they're back today with a different crew, and it should take about an hour, 2 hours for them to finish doing what they got to do. And then after that, sometime tomorrow, we'll start flipping switches, turn on panels. The lights and the outlets will be first, and then power to the gym's units. If you need it sooner, Jim, let us know. And
let's see how the meeting goes.
I'm sorry? Because we don't want to turn everything at one time because it's going to be a panel at a time. Okay? So MP4, which I know a lot of your units, that'll be one of the first panels to be turned on. And, and then by the end of next week, we should have everything that... all the panels turned on. If there's any equipment or anything that needs to be turned on immediately, let Al know and we'll turn it on. So this is also power to the community building.
So what's going to happen with the temp service over there?
We're going to turn that off. going to turn it off because we won't need it anymore. Right. But, you know, a couple of days, so then, you know, the temporary power that we have right now is working, but we'll shut it off once we know that the permanent power.
Are you going to get rid of that pole?
Yeah. Did we install that pole?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a pole.
Yeah, oh, it's that A-frame.
Yeah.
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 That's right.
When do we expect the next schedule update?
We have to start, actually. I'll have Stuart send the sheets so everyone could update their percentages.
Does anybody have any questions about the service and the panels and the sequence of how things are going to happen? If anybody needs any immediate attention to power?
We do.
Okay, yeah, well, that'll be within the, you know, by tomorrow, hopefully. By tomorrow, you should be good.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Any questions regarding the schedule? Field coordination. Just a reminder, everyone's responsible for cleanup. All contractors need to consolidate their materials on the first floor. How's that looking? How's consolidation on the first floor?
We still have all our shit in that one room.
I seen Piazza did start their LVT. So that started, so that's good. No issues, I guess. Piazza to continue street sweeping. Construction fencing gates still need to be addressed. McLean entrance needs a lot of attention. I don't even know what you call that thing. It does definitely not a gate. Savin remind all primes that their finished work needs to be protected until it is turned over to the district. Piazza stated terrazzo flooring installation in the main lobby area to begin once cafeteria is complete. Cafeteria complete?
Yes.
And main lobby starting when?
Started yesterday.
LVT insulation currently on the second floor. They're, like I just mentioned, they're currently on the first floor right now. Are the other floors completed?
Everything's complete.
All right,
so we're on first floor now. Cool.
Second.
Morning. The LVT is complete.
All floors. Except for
okay, that's what I thought. LVT complete.
Piazza would like all primes to complete their ceiling work as they want to white out all ceilings, and it can start the second floor white out mid next week. So that was last week. No issues with that, Mike. Whiting out the ceilings. Still, all good.
They're done.
Cool.
All ceilings whited out. Piazza stated Schindler working on revised PCO 107. Do we have an update on that?
I will follow up with them right after this meeting, yeah.
That and the low roof rails at the community building. I think they sent that.
Talt stated they need the remaining ceiling to complete the finish of the installation of the light fixtures. Art room, stair A and B aren't done. So I believe stair A and B still aren't done.
They're done.
Stair A?
Yeah.
Ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, that side is done.
No other classrooms you're waiting on?
There's that tech lab. Tech lab?
The makerspace, yeah.
Makerspace.
I thought they were in there yesterday. No, the floor guy was in there yesterday.
Yeah, he finished. Ceiling should be up today.
Yeah.
There's no delays. There's no holdup.
Pendant lights. How's that going?
They're all in.
All in, right? Cafeteria, everything?
Yeah.
Let's see. Fire dampers. J&M stated the elevator, the fire dampers were delivered. This was 2 weeks ago. Masonry plenum. Shaft for ERU-3 is filled with debris. Was that ever cleaned out?
Yes. Right, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's done.
Jim, are you okay to continue with that work then? Or are you still, you're waiting for that? There was a change order. You said it was around $800 and we all agreed that that was reasonable.
It was like
$2,800.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was along with the RFI.
Yeah. The exact number. I don't know if we'll probably use the end. Well, are you waiting for that to be approved before you can continue that work?
We finished most of it.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get into the academic shed.
Okay.
I don't know how you guys
protect the top of the elevator before we make the two penetrations.
So the email you sent this week, this one is resolved.
I responded to that email because he was way off.
Okay.
I'm guessing. Did you issue that one? That's one of the ones you
issued.
The air curtains
and the
elevator.
Okay.
I'll do
this week. Michael, is the furniture still on schedule for mid-May?
Sure.
Not mid-May. The date we got is June the 4th or something like that is the confirmed date. Yeah, so we actually got a confirmed date.
And still coming in five different truckloads, right?
Yeah, we'll stagger that for sure.
I'm sure we'll have plenty of notice when those guys come.
Okay.
She's pretty good. I think we'll definitely have
her. I met her once already. So I think we're on the same page already.
Anything else going on in the field? Anybody have questions anywhere? Anybody waiting for something to be done? Okay. Next topic, record documents, daily field reports. I need from J&M and Lombardo. J&M, you're only like a week or two back. Same thing as Lombardo. Permit requirements, we're all set on that right now. 2 week look ahead, I need from Piazza and Lombardo.
Can you just give this to Alan?
Next topic is the construction observations. At the last meeting, Piazza still needed to address the construction fencing. We already talked about that. Entrance gate in McLean, talked about that. Regarding stair B risers, Piazza is still working on correcting the height issue at the landings. KGD needs to review prior to the flooring installation. How are we looking on the stair B landings?
It's pretty close. They got a little fluffing on the first floor to do, but right there.
Just let us know when we're done so KGD can look at it. Regarding exterior electrical panel playground area, Tall submitted RFI. Panel should stay in place. I know the RFI is still open.
You just submitted it.
I submitted it yesterday.
Yep. Yesterday.
So, Mike.
Is that actually in the playground?
Well, that's what I was about to ask Mike. Is there any way we could get some spray paint of where the proposed fence is going relative to that electrical panel?
Post fence. The
fence around the playground?
Sure.
Don't know where it is. I mean, okay. We might need to survey it, but get some paint on the ground.
Relatively close to where it goes.
Yeah, I just want to understand the.
Shouldn't be a problem.
The magnitude.
Does an outdoor electrical panel look like one of those little green boxes that you always see that sits around the electrical panel? Does it look like a regular panel?
A regular panel.
This one looks like a regular panel just on the pole.
Just in the middle of nowhere, there's just a regular panel.
Right now, yeah.
Well, right now, yeah. It was next to Salmon's Trail.
I think it's right where.
Where does it live when it's permanently in place?
Well, right.
And what does it look like? A regular panel?
That's why the RFI.
Right. So this is what we're trying to now that trailer everything's gone. Now we're trying to see where the layout of the proposed fencing is, so we can see where it all is relative to everything.
And my last question on it: what does it power?
Well, there's lights. There's lights that are going there. I think there's three pole lights and
outlets.
There's. I didn't see any outlets on the site plan, but there is power to a gate.
And then to the gate, yeah.
Is an electrified gate
for the vehicles to get in and out?
Fancy.
If I remember right, instead we showed a new panel over there, didn't we?
Couldn't we just put two lockable?
A new one. This is existing.
No, it's not a new one.
No, this is existing, but we showed a new one.
No.
We didn't show a new one?
I'm sorry, what?
Right, I'm sorry.
There's two conversations. Can
yeah.
Stick to one?
No, because Paul was saying, as what he recalls is there's a new panel going there, but it's the existing panel that is there.
Correct.
There's
My
not a new panel.
My question is, just the light and the gate, can't we just put two lockable disconnects instead of a panel?
And then run the power, but then we'd have to run the power from the building.
Across the street.
And go across the street.
KGD stated the bolts on the stair railing mesh panels will not be acceptable as it doesn't match the drawings. Should be welded. Piazza to review and advise. I believe there's already, Piazza submitted an alternative, and I...
You did a mock-up somewhere, Joe? Where
the
is
whole stair B is almost done, right?
Yeah. For what?
And C?
The little bolts. Yeah, those are... Yeah, C is done. B is will be complete today, and they're jumping over to A. So those will all be set. It's the painting thing we have to just, you know, finalize.
What's the finalize? That can't be painted?
Yeah.
Finalize on our end.
Well, not really. We're going back and forth because it was a pre-finished panel, and to paint that, it's it's powder coated to paint it to match just the light gray that the 7071. It doesn't adhere to the powder coat. There's a lot of steps that have to be taken. So, if we could review it, take a little walk.
How about we match the railing to the powder coat?
Something like that. Just want to get that resolved so we can... So once the stainless steel gets welded on today, we can just finish that up and...
It's just a different shade.
I think that's the way to go because it's a little bit different than the stringer. So...
The stringer is much darker.
Right, so we can't use the stringer color.
No.
So we'll have to just get a mash
Pick
of
a
the
mash.
Powder coat.
Yeah.
I'll get a sample of powder coat.
Yeah.
And then we'll just match it.
And Michael and Al, we should look at this together after the meeting.
We're so smart.
KGD also stated there was big gaps in stairwell windows, which will need to be addressed. Do we have any...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The big gaps in the stairwell windows.
Yeah, I think he's finished that, actually.
Yeah, looks like magic happened. You walked by, you didn't even notice
it.
That's great.
What did he do?
Put a little love to it.
Go look at it.
Go look at it.
You don't like it, they'll take it out.
We won't. we may add a little something if need be, but no taking out.
And what about the status on painting the roof leaders in the gym?
We're going to get back to that.
I think when he goes back up there, he'll
Yeah, we'll get that when we're there.
So I can kind of...
I mean, you can leave
that
on.
That part you can
so
leave.
Forget.
You could... Other stuff, but that one you can leave on.
All right. Anything else for construction observations?
I see more concrete chopping happening at stairs around the building, like the community building on the way down. There's quite a bit of chopping happening there. Stair to the basement, quite a bit of chopping
happening
there.
That's the first floor of that, yep.
So, you know, once these things are done, we want a list of where it was chopped so we can look at all of them, all right? Mm-hmm.
Same issue as stair B.
That's the picture. Yeah,
lack of precision. Yep.
Yep.
Sorry, it can be fixed. Let's get it fixed right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't fix it. Then
it looks like on stair B, you took the grinding back like 6-7 feet.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
I think
in
that's
all
acceptable.
Of these.
Exactly.
But you know the way this is chopped out, it's only like a foot, and.
Understood.
Okay.
I went over that with them. Yep, they got to blend it a little better.
Yeah.
It'll be massaged.
Work in progress.
Yes,
better.
Yes.
All right, next topic is submittals. Sam will continue to send the list out. I know Joe and Nancy went over a few of the open submittals Still need to look at that on some metal exchange.
Yeah, you owe me some feedback. I have my notes.
I know from Piazza they still owe the resubmittal of the signage for the canopy shops.
She.
Why? That was approved.
Yeah, she said it was approved, and she sent it to me.
It's grayed out. I just looked at it an hour ago. I mean, I don't know.
But she sent it to me.
I'm just going by what's the middle
exchange.
No,
I know that. That's that.
Does
yeah.
Does it say R&R?
It's a gray space for them to resubmit shop drawings.
Okay. I guarantee that she it was resubmitted under something else, which was 90% of the problems with the submittals.
Well, you'll have to let me know where it's submitted because it's not where it's supposed to be.
I will waste another hour of my time to go through it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Also, the aluminum cage ladders, they're still open submittal for that.
They're not aluminum cage. They're galvanized. We spoke about.
Yeah, I understand that. But there's still a submittal open.
I think the calculations was the item on it. Mm-hmm. We went over this.
It's the calculations. Visual display surfaces, the resubmittal of magnetic end panels, and...
That was done.
It was the same thing. It was uploaded into a different submittal section, so it keeps coming up, but it needs to be resubmitted. That's the problem.
And
work for Piazza.
And ornamental fencing and gates. Ornamental fencing and gates, shops and product data. Need a resubmittal. There was a lot of red marks on those fencing.
The fencing submittal she's working on.
There was a lot of markups on that. And I saw a couple for KG&D. It was acoustical panel ceilings, product data, and shop drawings. And toilet compartment and toilet accessories. The product data on the acoustic panel, that one's a little old. About a month out. Okay.
Was uploaded without a cover sheet.
That was
it was something like that. Yeah.
At least I think
we went through all these.
There are two open plumbing submittals also, Mike, and I don't know. One is plumbing coordination issues, and the other is email from DOH rejecting backflow preventer.
Correct.
They're no longer in our court. I don't know what they're in reference to.
I'll look into the
I think we finalized that through an email, and we told Ron not to submit that stuff on submittal exchange. And
he's been on there a long time.
We should get rid of them then, right?
Yeah. That's definitely done.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because that was one of the, that was like
exactly.
I think the date on that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I can remove it if I get the okay. All right, next topic is RFIs.
Can we stick with some metals?
Sure.
So when are we going to get the updated list that Anthony and I are going through? So then we can go through the next round with Ryan, because there's a round that we got to go through with Ryan.
Yes.
I have not seen this list.
Yeah, I have it in my possession.
Oh, okay.
That's why I haven't updated anything.
Quit Chris, and we've been in the middle of moving our offices and dealing with Con Ed and jumping through hoops. Let's just say it's not high on the list.
Then let's not make it high on the list in the meeting.
Well, it's just open items.
Yeah, but there's a lot of red marks being said for no reason.
All right, let's pull up.
Next topic, RFIs.
Huh.
At the moment, there's two open RFIs. One of them we already discussed, and that's the playground electrical panel. And there's another one for Piazza, and that was various elevations for exterior signage.
Yeah, that just went in yesterday.
But I saw that RFI. I don't know what elevation she wants, because the plaque goes where the plaque goes. It's shown on the drawings.
So
the canopy sign goes on the canopy where it shows where to go. I mean, if she wants somebody to come out and measure it for her, I mean, that's... Is that what she wants?
Are the measurements on the drawings?
The front
Everything. Sign
of on the canopy goes centered on the canopy. The canopy's there, put the sign in.
Okay.
I mean, that's, it's as stupid as that, basically.
But she's talking about these signs?
No.
No.
No. No.
Exterior. All exterior signage.
I don't think so. You mean these? I don't think so.
So she sent me a text at 10:30, an email this morning.
Why does the lawyers come here?
We'll just deal with it separately.
Yeah,
first.
So, I agree.
Do you agree with what?
We'll deal with it separately.
Okay.
Outside of it, everyone.
No.
Outside
of it. Yes.
All right. Anything else on RFIs? Next topic is new items regarding fire stopping inspection. MEPs needed to complete their first floor fire stopping and advise when complete. Lombardo to remind his sprinkler sub to complete their fire stopping. We did have our fire inspection, the fire stopping inspection early last week. There's a few areas that still need to be addressed.
I showed Greg specific areas. He knows which ones they are on the first floor. And I think there's another section down here, but it's minor.
What about the hallway?
What do you mean?
That was on his list, the corridor behind the church.
Oh, the linkway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have to get to that.
It's sheetrocked.
Well, let's figure it out.
What sheetrocked?
The corridor behind the church.
Yeah.
Were they fire,
yeah, link, right,
were they,
yeah.
Were they fireproofed yesterday?
Right, right. It's all fireproofed.
We got a fire stop.
Well, that's fire stopping. Fireproofing is complete now.
Fireproofing, yeah, but the fire stopping the penetrations.
Yeah, they'll have to, that'll be a separate, you know, area.
Well, how do you do that with the sheetrock in front? Like, it's not open where you can just, you know?
Yep.
Fireproof around it.
Yeah. Fireproof around it.
Just like when the pipe comes through,
everywhere
just
else.
Hit it up. Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And Nancy, you sent that out, right?
I did not. The guy was here on Monday, and we've been moving our stuff ever since, so.
Okay.
You all moved in now?
Sort of.
YPS stated toilet accessories for third and fourth floor should be delivered today. Are we missing any accessories? I know you just sent
yes.
an email to Al.
That's okay. He's multitasking.
Yes. So we got it's being shipped out on the fourth. And everything, that's just the toilet, paper towels.
You're bringing everything
there.
Else, though, right? When's that coming?
Probably Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. Here. All right. Just give me the heads up.
Where would you like it in the cafeteria?
Well, no. The last time they called us when they were here, and we figured it out. So we'll do the same thing, depending on what's happening and where. Yeah.
Well, we have.
I think.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so Tuesday.
No Monday.
Monday?
Huh?
Yeah. We'll work if the kids aren't open.
They're not here.
Oh, the kids are off this week.
And Monday.
Yeah, it's confusing because everywhere on this. Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, I know.
Regarding ERU 03, Talt was to advise if they can do the roof penetrations.
Yeah,
oh.
Didn't speak to Al, but
yeah.
I don't
can
think it'll be an issue.
The roofer involved because they don't want to touch the roof.
No, but
it's not the roof. It's
Yeah, I thought we spoke about that because the pitch pocket that's there has got different types of.
It's got the clamp on it.
Right.
You can loosen, put the pipe through and tighten it.
Yeah, so
and
we'll
the roof will come back
we'll take a look. We'll work on that.
Okay.
But
I spoke to Al and I got a different story. So
I didn't speak to Al. So let me speak to Al. All
right.
And we'll work on that.
Okay. Good.
And John, I said if we had any issues to let him know, but. We'll work on it.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay. Regarding the Ansel system gas valve, the kitchen consultant and BGA both confirmed it's okay for Lombardo to install a 2-inch gas valve.
Actually, I deferred to him. I didn't confirm it. He confirmed it. If you wouldn't mind changing that, would be great. Thank you.
The kitchen consultant confirmed.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry about that.
Is it
Ed,
Mike?
Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
Regarding the old traffic signals, YPS to reach out to Paul Summerfield and advise when poles are scheduled to be removed.
I did. I didn't get to Paul. It was Dominic.
I forget his last name. Well, yeah, he's traffic.
So he said to me, and that was at the last, last week. He said, we'll make it a priority to get those out of there so you can do sidewalks. That was it.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay.
I'll call him back and see what he meant by priority.
Like timeline?
Only because priority, I thought it was going to get done last week. So.
I saw a random stop sign out there. Did SiteWorks put that there?
Not too sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Sitting there. Yeah.
I don't know if that was them.
Yeah,
it's working.
They were usually, I think this week, maybe I got the weeks because they're always the same, but they were usually the end of last week or this week and confirming the date that they would have it.
All right, so can you let me know what you're
doing? Oh, they're on the heat,
I said that you're crazy when you were taking it off.
Yeah.
This will be the last one that gets
bulky.
The last one that gets lights and power edge.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It's for the elevator, right? That's
why.
Well, that and
I put my socks on too today, man. My feet are still cold.
So we'll follow.
Damn. You have your socks on, Pepe?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Coordinated with the school.
The construction trailers, those were removed yesterday. Sam reminded Piazza that revised PCO 76 for the low roof rails at community building is still needed. I don't believe we saw that yet.
No, you haven't.
J&M stated fuel oil system will need two lines of power, which is not shown on the drawings. BGA to review.
I reviewed and sent out everything in the contract, and I guess, Jim, you had said that you had sent it off to EMF.
And he took care of it. FYI. Because you don't know.
So this is done?
Yeah.
YPS asked when the city should perform their inspection for the elevator. Piazza stated once the elevator inspection is complete, and Piazza will also provide a timeline.
They get, we need the phone lines to be part of the inspection.
Correct.
We'll automatically fail without the phone.
Correct.
And we'll fail the fire inspection. And with that, you need the fire one as well, of course, because you got to have the elevator leak hole and all that.
Did I miss
it? And anything? I think we agreed doing that in July. Yeah, but if the elevator should happen to become functional before that, you need to put up signs that say, do not use.
Oh, it won't be.
But I don't care if anybody uses it, but the sign got to be there.
It won't be.
Okay.
Yeah.
They won't.
For every.
No, just as long as the sign is posted.
Okay.
I don't care about anything.
So when is the phone line scheduled? Did I miss that?
You did miss it because there's no answer to it.
We all missed it.
We told them they opened a ticket and that's about all you get.
There's no date, right?
They're almost as bad as Con Ed. And I need to ask the question because I probably came in late. Where are we with Con Edison?
They're outside in the hall right now.
Okay. So maybe this
any minute, all the lights are going to come on and the heat's going to come on? All at once.
Maybe this is for Jose. When can I come get that generator?
That's not for Jose, actually.
Oh, that's for Jose.
Yeah,
or Mike, or anybody. I don't care. Who, anybody answer?
2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we give the the floor guy power off
he needs
the main building at
he
this
needs
point?
100 amp. He needs 100. That's a whole different temporary
right.
power.
Okay.
So, when,
so that's still
so
the
let
same.
Them keep using what they're doing.
Edison,
which means
they're going to simplify this. When they plug in, you don't just flip the switch at that point?
Well, we spoke about that earlier. It's not that simple. So tomorrow, we're going to start flipping switches. Not every switch. So we're going to do a panel at a time, make sure, you know, nothing crazy happens. So to answer your question, tomorrow we're starting to turn all the permanent power on.
Assuming they finish
so
today.
Well, they should.
If we start that tomorrow, then Mike, this question might be for you. And you can have it for 2 weeks, but why do we still need the generator after that? Just for safety, like the, just in case?
It's the power they need to run their machines.
For us, it's for the Terrazzo.
To grind.
Oh, we won't be able to plug in?
There is, no, no not 100
amp.
Not 100 amp.
All right, got it. Okay. 2 weeks it is.
All right.
So you can start taking those little red heaters that you bought before they disappear?
We'll start taking their hours, like literally the
Can they be consolidated?
Public schools?
Yeah, you bought them. They're yours.
I bought five of them at the
Yeah, come get them.
Can we consolidate them somewhere?
Yes.
For them?
Thank
yes.
You. We'll have somebody in 10 minutes.
No, not 10 minutes.
We'll get them together for you.
It's going to be a few days before heat sets in.
Tomorrow?
We're not using them anymore?
No, we are. I meant once the heat comes.
Oh, okay. And then my last question, fire watch. It's costing me a fortune.
Yes, it is.
So I want to stop. When can I do that?
We say fire watch.
Well, the fire alarm system has to go on.
No,
that was for the heaters.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
Well,
so when's heat going to come on? We have power in a couple days. A
couple of days we'll have power.
And then you've got to start up units, right, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
So what is that?
We have four started already, and that will probably heat the building.
Okay. So a couple days, we should be able to utilize those.
Can you say next week, hopefully the building gets a nice cleanup?
So maybe in about a week, the heaters go away?
All right, so I'm going to end the fire watch a week from Friday. That'll be the last day.
What day is that?
5th. April 5th.
Four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And the next scheduled meeting is April 10th. In the same room. I'll go right now. If anybody has anything to add, they can do so. Fran, you got anything?
I'm good, thank you.
Mike?
So a couple things. The elevator, Schindler is complete as far as they can go until the permanent power, fire alarm, phone line, internet. Security, all that stuff takes place. Top of the elevator, I believe you still have a little work, Jim, for some stuff.
There, you can get into the cab and protect the top. They don't have to bring it up.
So here's the thing. John from Schindler said anything from here on out, they're going to have to charge whomever to access above, below, to get in there to work on whatever needs to go in any of these items. Because, you know, they gave everyone, I know you that was late in the game when that stuff showed up, but they're going to have to.
That a little bit more?
They're going to have to charge.
This is why we took that out from the top of the shaft. Because every time you're going to do anything, they have to come and they charge you for it, which is ridiculous.
Well, every little thing. If he goes in there, oh, there's a snot in the wall, he's going to charge us to open it up so I can climb up there and get the snot off the wall.
Exactly.
So when we get all these things in line, let's make sure that everybody can make, you know, one plan and we figure out where that bill goes.
Yep.
Because he's going to charge for every little picket thing.
There's a hatch.
How can he charge to get into the owner's building?
It's his shaft. It's his shaft. He's given opportune times to get, you know, you got power up there, you got phone line, you got internet. He's given everyone every opportunity for months to get up there. And now he's like, I'm done. It's closed up. This is my elevator. He doesn't turn it over, just like you wouldn't want us all working in there because it's yours when once it turns yours. Yeah. That's all he's saying. So it's
a freebie. Two-for-one deal?
Very possible.
Okay.
So we'll work, you know, that part out. He's a nice guy, but we'll see what happens with that. It's he said he could do a half day, but it's a full day charge, but you do a half day one day, half day another day. So it's a full day charge. So let's just try and get everything, you know.
What does that look like in real dollars?
He didn't give me that. I asked him earlier.
If I remember correctly from Ryanek, it's like $1,200.
All right, so we're not talking about...
So does that include when we reconnect our sump pump?
I get it.
Or no?
You'll probably slide under the door. Right. You know.
Well, just piggybacking on his, how about the change order work that they have to do?
They did one of them. The Schindler stuff.
The Schindler stuff, yeah. There's a traveler's cable that's got to get installed. There's a D-Mark panel that's got to get installed. Yeah. There's work inside the elevator cab. They got to install a camera.
He's going
to
charge himself.
So there's quite a bit of work that they still have to complete. That's not contract work, but it's other work.
What do you mean it's not contract work?
Because it's change order work.
Well, it's work he forgot to tell us about.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
When he substituted, he gave us a list of things, and he forgot these things.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the security.
So the security check. Wiring, when who gave us that list and forgot things?
Schindler. When the elevator was substituted, he gave us a list of everything that was required. The owner agreed to pay the extra, even though it was a substitution. And we got pricing from everybody involved, and that was approved. And then they came back to us and they said, but we forgot to mention X, Y, and Z. And now we're paying for that again.
We're paying for it again, or we're paying for
we're paying for it now because they forgot it in the initial one, but we shouldn't have to pay him to open up his shaft for things he forgot, is my point.
Right. We should pay for the things that we need to install, but not the access.
Could somebody work on that with the other
then? No. There is a DMARC panel that the elevator contractor is supplying, and Isaac had mentioned previously that it should not go inside the elevator shaft.
Correct.
He said it should go outside the elevator shaft. Correct. But we still, nobody has finalized that location yet.
I thought we did. Yeah.
It's going in the data closet.
Yes, fourth okay. floor.
On that sketch?
Okay.
Yeah,
on that sketch. Okay, okay, yeah. Fine. Okay.
So he just sent the pricing a few months ago. It's $2,240 to operate the elevator.
Did I know we were paying $1,800.
No, to operate the elevator. That's not for the change order. That's to operate the
elevator. Yeah.
Oh.
It was a half a dozen times.
Right.
So all of a sudden it becomes big money if everybody is not.
Right. I agree with Mike. We should all coordinate.
Yeah.
And make sure it's one thing. Look.
They got a racket, man.
Yep.
They do.
And your wires are up in the elevator, right? You just need to file in the change order.
Oh, so he did the work? When you put the elevator in?
That's because he told us it was no extra work.
I remember this.
Yes.
I know.
All right, you guys will work it out.
Yep.
Go ahead, speaking of the elevator, the machine room downstairs, there was that a sketch came out to
yep.
add a wall and doors and this and that.
Yes.
Joe, do you know where that's at? Like it was
still
waiting. Joe Tola. Do you know where the elevator machine room? There was a sketch sent out for to build a wall, sheetrock, door.
Close
it and seal it. We ever get that resolved? That's
no.
needs
I
something
we
need to.
That change order.
Yeah. So that needs to be.
I gotta double check that. I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Probably getting re-reviewed.
The mechanical rooms. There was some temporary wires that went up to feed the units. That I believe Tolt ran through some. Or a greenfield, or not, those holes have to be cut out and patched, fire stopped, or concreted.
Something,
what are we
yeah.
doing? Because we're getting ready to paint the floors.
Yeah.
So, can
we'll
that,
look at that,
can that sure. get taken care of so we can paint our
yeah.
paint our floors?
Sure.
Yeah, it's 121.
The address?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just keep asking every week where we are. That's good. Last thing, a couple weeks ago at the meeting, we spoke about clearing out a spot for the electricians to work on in the gymnasium. That was done the very next day until today. There's still no work up on the ceiling in the gym.
Well, we were in there just a little while ago.
No, I know. It was 2 weeks went by.
I know, but we were in there a little while ago, and the place is a fucking mess.
Yeah, no shit.
Excuse my language. So.
2 weeks ago, it was a swath he wanted from this beam to that beam, spent our labor, time, effort, moved everything, coordinated, and said, here you go. And it's 2 weeks later, and now one piece of conduit.
I didn't receive any email saying that the area was cleared.
Didn't send you an email. I spoke to your man on site.
All right, well, do me a favor. Send it to me next time.
No problem.
Send it to me next time.
No problem. Said, all set. I coordinated with Sav and everybody, and we said, here it is. Here's your whole swath you asked for. Go for it. I'll get there when I get there. So, just to know. It's
Well, we're going to be starting on Monday.
Excellent.
So if you guys want to move the stuff, move it. If you don't, we'll start whenever you decide.
Yeah, there's pallets. I'm not moving anything anymore is the point. I'm saying I gave you a nice section to work on.
That's fine. If there's one more thing, come Monday, if it's not moved, we're not starting.
There's pallet jacks. Everything's on a little pallet jack.
Okay, but it's not my material. It's not my equipment.
If there's something... It was all worked out in the field. It was all worked out.
Well, I don't recall getting an email saying it was
We already said this.
You have stuff on pallets? Can you move it against the wall? I'll ask Greg. I'm sure he can.
Well, just coordinate with the electrician. I'm not going around moving stuff just to move stuff out of the way again.
I'm not moving other contractor stuff.
I did that. Not happening again.
Just move your own shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
If something's in the way, just have Al say, hey, Mike, can you move your shit? I got to get over here. He'll say, no problem. He's a great man. He does it all the time.
Yeah, well,
if something's in someone's way, you just walk over
like
the
I said,
ass.
Monday we're going to start, and so if the stuff isn't moved.
Jose, they had this conversation between themselves.
Plenty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And it was a done deal.
It's different now.
It's not different. Everything's the same.
Mike?
Yeah.
The sprinkler guys, I don't know how many times I can ask him this. He's got to get the hell out of the gym.
Okay.
He's got his stuff in there, just sitting there. If he needs it, he's got to take it and put it somewhere where he can get to it. He's not my stuff.
Or ask Al, is this in your way? I'll put it here so Al can work.
We got to coordinate.
It's just communication. Just coordinate with the other people.
We're going to communicate with also because he has sprinkler heads that go in the window things.
Yeah. It's easy.
On the roof. The skylights. He's got sprinkler heads that go in there, so we got to clear out the front row so he can pipe it.
Everything's on wheels.
Yeah,
everything's
on wheels. We'll coordinate it with him.
I went and put all the nice panning around the skylights, every single one of them. We just maneuvered around it. Well, pallet jack, moved some another way, worked, and pushed it back. Very simple. Go to work.
Never again. Never, ever, ever again.
Mike, anything else?
Just after the meeting, the elevations, if you could spend a couple minutes, the elevations on the trough over there.
Yeah, Jeff had a couple questions, right?
So if you could take a few minutes.
Trench drain on Radford?
On Radford, yep. And that's it. And then the paint on the handrails we'll look at together if you got some time. Oh, one more thing, I'm sorry. Time capsule. Who's providing the time capsule?
I don't know. I asked that question too.
That goes behind this
date stone.
That's
what's going in?
No idea.
Whatever you want.
It's your job.
Coin.
What? Is that really a thing?
Piece of cloth.
Yeah, kids' memories.
What kids?
I'll give you stuff.
There are no kids.
Because none of you are in the building.
What is covered here?
God. All the change orders.
Yeah, but you can't get the stone out. It's too heavy.
Spend some time on this now. Okay.
That's a great idea.
So they put the little stop sign.
Look how much this cost you.
They must have.
So I swear the phone just listened. We talked about Dominic, and then coincidentally, 30 seconds later, I get an email from him. I have never gotten an email from him. And here we are.
Time capsule. We should all put little notes in. All the subs.
Maybe it could be from the job. I don't know.
Yeah. All the subs should put little notes in.
No, they're on something else now. Time capsules will help.
Email to?
Rich.
Oh, not me.
He's Verde. Okay. So I clicked on your phone. I figured it out.
The roof. I put your roof on.
So I guess
I put your sinks
in. Verde when they come and take it out.
Put your lights on. Yeah.
That's it. That's all I have.
Like that. Okay.
Russ.
I would just remind the contractor to protect the openings until the storm drains are hooked up and all doors. Thank you.
Okay. Brian?
There were some emails a week or two ago about curb heights.
Yes.
Pretty vague. If there's like a mark up a plan or something of where some of these locations are. When I spoke to Insight, besides for the Radford trench drain area and then a little zone on Van Cortlandt, they weren't aware of any other areas that should have the
Those are all shown on sketches.
What was shown on the sketches was a 6-inch curb is what you're looking for, but according to the existing elevations and what the sidewalks are, we're running into anywhere around a 2 to 3 inch, in most cases, of a curb height. That's what the email
said. The trench drain for Radford.
That's mm-hmm. different.
Yep, and there was a Van Cortlandt sketch.
Okay.
Those are the only two that we know about.
Okay.
If SiteWorks knows of other areas, they've got to tell us where they are and what the elevations are that they're finding.
Maybe the email was a little vague. I believe it was also pertaining to Lawrence Street as well.
It wasn't specific.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're here to help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just tell us where and we'll help solve it.
That email didn't say anything about?
No.
No. Not the one we got.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it's the same one because he resent it the other day.
Okay. Maybe when he was mansplaining it outside. Right. You know, I'll have him be, I'll have him send a better email.
I didn't forward that email from Insight either.
No, that's fine. I mean, that just
said that's all basically
said.
It said, right?
It said what I said. We only know those two zones. So. That's it. We talked about everything else.
Thanks, Brian. Joe, you got anything?
We'll go, Chris. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Al?
I'm good.
Thank you, sir. Michael?
No.
Nancy?
Traffic poll, phone lines, nope, that's it.
Thank you. Jim?
I'm good.
Thank you, sir. Nick?
No, I'm good.
Paul?
There was some question, Jim, you raised about the air curtain at the loading dock. I don't really understand what the issue is or what...
What question?
RCO, yeah. Bulletin 17, not approved. This will labor install air curtains in front of...
Yeah, it's done. It's resolved.
That's done. Okay, yeah. Good. Thank you. Nothing.
Like I said, I responded to his email because it was incorrect.
But I didn't get copied then.
I replied all. I don't know.
Mike?
I'm good for now. Thanks.
Hey. Jose?
Oh, yeah. We need that PCO.
So it's Brian's fault.
That's the PCO for the security. Still hasn't been approved.
It just didn't get circulated. I think she just issued it the other day.
Paperwork's out there.
Yeah.
So. Paperwork's out there.
Floating out there somewhere. Okay.
And there's still a couple of ceilings that need to be finished, so we can finish with the lights.
Perhaps.
I asked you. Oh, just the makerspace.
There's a makerspace. I think the stairs that all the stairs are done.
They are, right?
No, they're done.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no, there's a couple landings that still need to be completed.
What's that, Jose?
There's a couple of landings that are still not completed for the stairs.
What's not done?
A couple of landings for the stairs are not completed.
Ceilings?
Ceilings.
Which stair?
There's one over there.
That's what I was saying, and everyone was telling me I was wrong.
Do you mean the one he's doing right now?
I don't know if he's doing it right now.
Yeah.
As of right now, it's not done.
Doing it right now.
Okay.
That's it?
I think so.
Thank you, sir. Pepin, do you have anything?
Just one item. Maybe it's for you, Jose or Paul. Are there coordination studies required for, like, the breakers, relays?
Coordination studies? I'm not sure.
A coordination study? I don't know. What is that?
Electrical.
Yeah. I know what it is, but I'm not sure if it was called out in the study. Okay.
So that was that. I think Russ already mentioned it. We have to be prepared to put sandbags in front of those doors. We have to be prepared to put sandbags in front of the doors where water is coming in until the trench drains are installed. I believe Russ mentioned that already, but just wanted to.
So can we put the sandbags in and just close off those doors, right? We're not going to open them during torrential rains at the
correct. Cost. Yes, that's what I'm suggesting.
Seems like a prudent thought. Is that one coming in the a storm? Yeah, is that one coming? I don't think like the
well,
other
I mean,
day.
The last one was from the weekend, and there was water all over the gym, which went down into the basement.
And it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think tomorrow
it's not like Saturday.
Yeah, it's not
going to
be a heavy
driving.
Well,
we still have puddles from the other rainstorm.
What, in the basement?
outside over here at the community building. We still have puddles from the old storm. So whatever little rain we get, I don't know.
So the gym is still getting water inside?
Well, yes, the top water is away.
The last spring storm, the doors were cut open for about 4 hours. Never got it.
Speak, please. You said something then.
No, I'm not saying a word.
Next subject. Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What about good morning?